Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Wednesday. Very excited about our next guest. He's going to be playing at Zany's in November, November 8th and 9th, as a part of his Better Off Dad tour. We say hello to the very funny Jamie Lissau, who is on the line with us. Jamie, how you doing?
I'm good. What's up, guys? How you guys doing today?
We are doing fantastic. Thanks so much for doing this. And I know that you have just gotten underway with the Better Off Dad tour. So how's it been going so far?
Going great so far, man. I'm in New York City right now. We just finished a few shows in California. It's going good, man. I feel like it's sort of like the new chapter. You know, comedy sort of follows like how your life goes. So my first tour was kind of like during COVID, so we're doing all the COVID stuff, and then I was the divorced dad for a while, and now I just got married a week ago.
Hey, so, congrats.
Yeah, by the way, back during COVID, remember we had to do like masks and get a social, you had to get like 6 feet apart. When I was with my ex-wife, I actually had to get closer to her to get to 6 feet.
A lot of divorces happened because of that. So that was a thing. So I know it's going to be a while before you're in Nashville, but have you been to our city before?
Dude, I have. One of my favorite places to perform is Zany's in Nashville. And the response has always been great. It is, you know, it's a legendary club. Zany's is a legendary club. And so I've been there. You know, now I do the Gutfeld show, and lots of people come out to shows. So I've actually been to Nashville before. It's just no one else was there, but I was there.
Oh, it's always good. So last night, Jamie, I'm sitting there. I'm settling in. I turn on Gutfeld, and there you are last night. What's it like being on that show that's become so massively popular?
Dude, it's been a hilarious journey because I've known Greg Gutfeld for probably 20 years, and he's done many different formats and shows, and he's always been the same guy, and it's almost like the audience has finally found him, and it's just hilarious, man, because we've been doing this for so long, and then it's so fun to be doing it in front of all of these people. And what's so cool is, like, I did the Tonight Show back in 2001. I've been doing this for a long time, bit of an older guy. I just turned 40 10 years ago, and the beauty of Gutfeld is, you know, like when I did the Tonight Show, you do like 5 minutes of material and you work on it for years. You know, you're sort of crafting 5 minutes for 10 years and then you finally get on the Tonight Show. Gutfeld, I wrote all the jokes I did yesterday. I wrote yesterday.
Yes.
Afternoon. And so you're kind of doing brand new material in front of like 3 to 4 million people, which is, you feel alive, man. It's like, you know, walking on a tightrope with no net. And so it is my favorite part of my job. And it's just been like really cool to, you know, it's been a journey. I'm very grateful to have gotten to this point where people kind of know my comedy and come out to see my shows. And to be honest with you, I never thought it would happen. I thought I was kind of past the point at which that would happen, which is okay with me. I always had like a pretty cool career, but I think every comedian wants people to know who you are and to come see you. And so it's been really cool.
I had to laugh last night. You talked about your dry bar special, when a lot of those are great and funny. And, you know, it's a clean show. For those who don't know dry bar comedy, it's very clean. And you said you had to spend the whole hour trying not to cuss.
Yeah, dude, want to hear the dumbest thing? This is not even a bit. So when I got that dry bar, I had not heard of it. Like, a friend of mine is involved with them, and he was like, you should do this. And I go, he's going to be really clean. And I'm like, have you not watched my clips? Like, why are you asking me? And he goes, I go, tell me a little bit about it. And he goes, it films in Provo. And I was like, oh, wow, that sounds like 4K or something, you know? And Provo is a city in Utah. I thought he was telling me, like, the kind of quality recording. I was like, oh, he films in Provo. I got to do it. It's just like a city. Yeah, it's like a, you know, a lot of Mormons and really, really great crowd, man. Just, like, very gracious crowd. And yeah, they tell you to be clean for your own good. Like, it's not like they're trying to censor you. They're sort of saying, if you are very clean, they will respond better to your material. So they're trying to help you. They're not trying to censor you. And and I think I said on the show last night, I wanted to call the special, is it Mormon here or is it just me? that's what I wanted to call it.
Oh, that is fantastic. Jamie Lissau is with us. Better Off Dad comedy tour. So you mentioned playing the Tonight Show back in 01. When you did those things, I mean, did Leno give you like feedback? Did he give you comments? Did he even talk to you? Like, how? I've always wondered how that works when comedians would go on with him or with Letterman.
Yeah, so I was heard I was going to be on The Tonight Show probably a year and a half before I actually went on. Like, I did the Montreal Comedy Festival, and the guy booking Leno at the time, the guys booking Leno, these really cool guys, Bob and Ross, they said, you're on the board, which means you're going to be on, but we have to sort of like craft this set and work on the set with you. And then we worked on the set for, I think it might have been a year. And then it was a week before I was on The Tonight Show. I'd never met Leno. I'd never been on a big TV show. And I was at the grocery store, and I ran into Jay Leno at the grocery store 1 week before I was on. And I normally would never say anything to anybody famous. And he was buying this, I'll never forget, he was buying like a giant box of cornflakes. I don't know. I can't explain why. And he was kind of facing the wrong way, like as you check out. And I go, I think he'd be okay with me saying hi to him. And I said, dude, I wouldn't normally say anything. I go, but I'm going to be on your show on Tuesday. And he was like, really? I go, yeah, I'm a comedian. I'm going to do a show. He's like, all right, I'll see you Tuesday. And so the next Tuesday, I went on the show, and he was like the most gracious. Like, I was so nervous. And he came in the green room, and he just said, dude, he's like, you're on this show with a musical guest and an actor. And he's like, neither of these people are funny at all, at all. And he's like, you are going to be so funny because you're the comedian. And he goes, we'll see how it goes. If it goes good, you can come back. He goes, if it doesn't go good, you can still come back. He's like, you got nothing to worry about. He was just like a super chill, down-to-earth guy. And yeah, and that was kind of it. And then he told me I did good, you know, on after the show on the little break there. He actually, you know how you see the guy, you're watching like Leno or Letterman, and you see him sort of whisper to the guy on break, and you're like, what is that guy saying to him? What is he saying?
Yeah.
So I used to live in Hermosa Beach, which is where the Comedy Magic Club is, which is where Jay Leno does shows every Sunday night. And I used to walk by there. I never performed there. I tried. They never hired me. And I could hear Leno through the wall performing. And I would jog by there and be like, man, someday I want to work that club. And I would hear Leno. And on the break, he leans over and he goes, you ever worked at Comedy Magic Club? And I go, never. I'm dying to. And he goes, I'll call there this week. And I'll get you on. And so the next week, I got a phone call from the Comedy Magic Club where I'd been jogging past for years. And they go, hey, Leno called. Said you're a funny guy, and then I started working there like every week for the rest.
Holy
of the
cow!
That's awesome.
Oh, that's really awesome. Cool. Yeah, I mean, I was expecting to go like, "Hey, never come on my show again. You're not funny. Yeah, beat it." Yeah. Something along those lines, right there. Jamie Lissau's with us. All right, so Jamie, you're playing Albany on July 10th. Chase and I are heading to Albany tomorrow. My question though is, are jokes different when you tell a joke in Albany as opposed to telling a joke to Hattiesburg, Mississippi, as opposed to telling a joke in Pasadena? Do you get the same effect, or do you have to temper it towards the audience?
It's a great question. I would say all of my shows are tailored a little bit to the unique crowd. Like, if you saw me every night of my tour, I don't think you would see the same show twice. I'm not one of these guys that is like the perfect craftsman of every word and every joke. Like, I definitely get to town early, find things to talk about, try to make it a unique show. But I will say, for the most part, all across the country, all of the folks sort of laugh at all of the same things. The only exception I have found is New York and LA, I believe, are harder. So I think I feel like the further I go to get to the venue, the more appreciative people are that I came. And I can kind of feel that in the show. If you look at my tour, you'll notice it's not filled with the biggest, craziest cities. It's mostly like 45 minutes outside of a big city, or, you know, which of course makes travel a bit of a biatch. But it's I find the less my phone works, the better my jokes work.
Oh, I like that. My last question to you is, last night, and I know we can't play the soundbite from President Trump, but I mean, that is material that a president handed you on a silver platter, right?
Dude, Trump by far, whatever side of politics you're on, he's the funniest president we have ever had. Like, sure, Biden can fall up the stairs and stuff like that, but man, this Trump, he provides us with, he is like a real guy. Like, I feel like if that had been Kamala and she wanted a ceasefire and then they shot missiles, I feel like she would have gone like, well, you know, a ceasefire doesn't mean you stop right away. You know, maybe they do a couple. They're listening. He's just like, these guys effed up and they don't know what the F they're doing.
Right.
He's just like a real guy. Did you hear the other day he goes, he was talking about like reducing healthcare costs and prescription drug costs. And he goes, He goes, you know, buddy of mine, he's on the fat shot. He's on the fat shot. It's like $3,000 a month. And I was like, the fat shot? I go, can we please have President Trump rename all of the drugs? Like, you just walk in, you go, can I get a refill on my not-so-sads? You know?
Oh, that's great.
That is fantastic. Jamie, we're looking forward to seeing you in Nashville in November at Zany's. I know it's going to be a lot of fun, but best of luck on the rest of the tour, and thanks so much for coming on today.
Thank you, guys. Absolutely. Pleasure talking to you, and I can't wait. Nashville, one of my favorite spots, Zany's Legendary Club, and we sold out all our seats last time we were there. So
love it.
We do a similar thing, and thanks for taking the time, guys. You guys enjoy the rest of your day.
Absolutely, you too. Jamie Lissau joining us here on the program. His tour that he's on, Better Off Dad comedy tour, and again he will be at Zany. We'll have to get him on closer. That was pretty good.
Right,
November 8th and 9th he will be at Zany's. You know, if you think about it, like at least in the last, you know, 30 to 35 years, all our presidents have given us comedy. Maybe that's why comedians exist.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think the first one was on Saturday Night Live when Chevy Chase was doing Gerald Ford and the Falling Down. And actually, that's when it kind of started to a next level. And then from that moment on, it's been nonstop.
There you go. Coming up next, what day is it and celebrity birthdays? I will not be in that, obviously. But it is Chasing Big Joe presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel here on 102.5, 106.3 The Game.